join us now, let's welcome our Dr. Leah with our one-minute health tip. Good morning, Dr. Leah.
Good morning, ladies. How are you?
We're terrific.
You know,
how
I'm
are you?
So excited, great. Dr. Leah, to hear this tip because I want to understand why I should be doing this because I am on thyroid medicine. So go ahead with the tip.
Yeah, the tip is about, I actually have a couple questions. Are you taking thyroid medicine? Are you at an increased risk of breast cancer? If you said yes to one or both of those, that means you need iodine.
You know, that is so amazing.
Because iodine is responsible for making thyroid hormone, and it's also responsible for keeping our breast tissue healthy and actually our immune system and a lot of other things. It helps just about everywhere in our body. But the two big areas I'm focusing on right now especially the thyroid and the breast. Our thyroid, when you talk about T4, T4 is the thyroid, the hormone that the thyroid makes. And what it is tyrosine with 4 iodines on it. And then it goes into our body, and our body takes off one of those iodines, and it becomes T3. And T3 is actually the active form of thyroid hormone. That's the one that our body uses. But if we're deficient in thyroid hormone and we're not sending enough of it out into our body, we don't get that iodine. Our tissue, all the different tissues in our body don't get the iodine we need. And taking thyroid hormone's not the same because you're taking the hormone that's already been made and it's in synthetic form. So it just has a different effect on our body than the real thyroid hormone our body makes. So supplementing iodine will not only benefit your thyroid by helping your body to make it more, but it also really benefits breasts tremendously. With the increased risk with the breast cancer that we have in this country, especially around the Great Lakes, the Great Lakes region is classically known as part of the goiter belt. It's very deficient in iodine, and there's an increased the breast cancer rate there is huge. In Japan, by comparison, the women over there have 200 times the iodine that we eat a day. They eat seafood all the time, so they're getting tons of iodine. Their breast cancer rate is very low over there. So they started studying why that is, and it is related to the iodine that we don't get in our diet. We really don't.
Well, you know, when I was reading this in advance, when you sent this over, I'm thinking, well, what foods have iodine? And I don't think I'm getting any iodine that
I'm
aware of.
Well, don't we only get iodine from salt? Now, you did say in Japan because of the seaweed, so we would get it off of if we ate a lot of sushi. But isn't it from the salt, Dr. Leah?
Salt has iodine in it, but it's really not bioavailable. Like maybe 20% of it is. So we don't, you know, and a lot of people are stopping salting.
Oh, yeah.
So they're really not getting their iodine.
I am.
If they're not eating seaweed or seafood. And I say seaweed kind of, you know, it's like kombu and nori and the things they make sushi with.
Right.
That is seaweed.
Right.
And people, we just don't randomly put them in our salads and stuff like we should, I guess. And we don't eat a lot of fish, especially in the Midwest. They don't get a lot of fresh fish there. And even on the coasts of the United States, people don't eat a lot of good fresh seafood. So that is the main source of iodine.
So seafood is the main source
of iodine.
Yeah,
we don't get it.
Okay.
Well, you were talking about really high doses, because I understand, you know, like milligrams or something. But so what is the dosage of this iodine, particularly if you're on thyroid or you're at risk of breast cancer?
Good question. The RDA for iodine, or the recommended daily allowance, is 150 micrograms, which is such a small dose.
Yeah, it's hard for me to understand what micrograms is.
Yeah, micrograms, like 100 micrograms is 1/10 of a milligram.
Oh,
so 1,000 micrograms is 1 milligram. Mm. So it's not very much. And that's based, RDAs are based on the 1950s.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
You know, and they're based on deficiency levels, so, which is a whole other topic. But for iodine, I either give in pill form or in drop form.
Okay.
Actually 3 to 5 milligrams kind of as a maintenance dose, but sometimes 12 to 15 or even up to 50 milligrams.
For heaven's sakes.
That's a very short term that I would give that. But most of the time it's 3 to 5 milligrams, and I have this drop form. I have people put a drop in water and take it, and it's not like you notice a huge difference, but it's just helping to feed the nutrient base in your body.
Well, it's fascinating because this is the first time I've heard this, so this is really
actually between vitamin D and iodine. Those are probably the two big ones that, you know, iodine is going to be the big next big one that everybody needs it.
I was just going to say that. Okay, now we're out there in the sun getting our vitamin D. Now they're going to be out
there. They need to suck on seaweed and stand in the sun.
Oh, brother.
Well, thank you, Dr. Leah. Give out your information.
Yes, I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366. And you can go to my website at naturalmedicineforhealth.com. And you can always see me on the Chat with Women website.
That's perfect. You know, you really are a great contributor. We appreciate everything you give us.
Well, I sure learned something. I'm excited.
Thanks, Dr. Leah. All right.